Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. It is the Infinity Sports Network. It is the Zach Gelb Show. We should be joined in a few moments by Rick Camlett. He does a great job for Sirius XM NBA Radio, as you can listen to him throughout the week. Last night in the association, you had the Oklahoma City Thunder and you had the Boston Celtics both get victories and both go up 1-0, and there's now a concern about the health of Luka Doncic. You'd be dealing with that knee sprain, and you can just see with the Boston Celtics that they're just a better team than the Cavs, and this series, at most, should only go 5 games. And when you take a glance at the postseason so far, Boston, I don't think anyone's going to be able to defeat them in the East. Pacers, we'll see if they could draw even with the Knicks tonight, or now are going to be without Mitchell Robinson. But in the West, man, the surprise. And you knew that team was going to be able to compete and make it a good series, but I didn't think they'd be up 2-0, is Minnesota taking a 2-0 series lead up against the defending champion Denver Nuggets. Someone that covers all things NBA is Rick Camlett. Always love talking to him. You can listen to him weekdays on Sirius XM NBA Radio, and he's kind enough to join us right now on the Zach Gelb Show. Rick, appreciate the time as always. How you been, my friend?
Hey, Zach. What's up, man? Happy playoffs.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us today. You know, we opened up the show with this today. Just in the postseason, who have you been more impressed by? Is it Jalen Brunson or is it Anthony Edwards?
It's a great question. Me and Antonio Daniels on Give and Go on NBA Radio, I may get us into a Brunson v. Edwards thing tomorrow because we were talking about, guys that have enhanced their narrative and reputation in the playoffs. And I brought up Jalen Williams off the game he had last night, the fourth quarter he had last night, should I say. The body of work this season, one of the most improved players, all that kind of stuff. I mentioned distantly Paolo Banchero, obviously showing well in that first round loss. And I did mention Ant-Man and Brunson and we went down that road, and AD was like, yo, it is definitive that these two guys have done more. So it was a really fun conversation for us to have, and I definitely see it the same way. These are the two it guys in these playoffs. So the conversation maybe tomorrow on Give and Go will be, who has done more? Okay, we agree, Brunson and Edwards. But which of these guys has done more to enhance their narrative and their reputation, so that's to come. But I think in terms of who's been more impressive, I got to say Anthony Edwards, man. Like what he's doing is impressive. But what Ant-Man is doing, he's got the chance on the ropes 2-0 going back to Minnesota for 3-4. I mean, the odds are like 90 to 95% that Minnesota's going to win this series now. Zach, Minnesota's going to beat the champs, man. Like, this is crazy stuff, okay? Like, long series. Long series, like maybe, you know, Denver wins, or, you know, Minnesota wins in seven or something like that. Like, okay, but what we're looking at right now is they may get out the brooms on the Denver Nuggets, okay? I did not see that coming in a million years. I did not see the incredible shrinkage of Jamal Murray right now. And it's really born of the defense being played on him. They're completely putting a blanket on him, Zach. He can't do anything. He can't make passes. He can't even get shots off. That's how dominant the Minnesota defense is. And he lost his mind and threw the stuff on the court and got fined $100,000.
He should have got suspended
by the NBA and all that. But I say Ant-Man.
Rick, do you think he should have got suspended? I thought he should have got a game for that.
Most people do. I don't disagree with you, Zach, but I was okay with the NBA going 100K. We took a ton of calls on this today, and literally every single one of them said Murray should be suspended. I get it. It did not raise to the level of that for me. And we don't really have precedent on this. So this is kind of brand new. We've talked about loosely the Steph Curry mouthpiece incident in the 2016 finals in game six. He was fined, not suspended. And, you know, you're throwing something, but this was Murray throwing two objects at the refs and or the court, okay? Have we done this before? Have we been down this road before? I'm not sure we have, Zach. So it's uncharted territory. But ultimately, it's not Draymond Green kicking Steven Adams in the groin or stomping on Domantas Sabonis. And I don't mean to bring him up. I'm just bringing up, like, violent, really nefarious stuff. He threw a couple of objects on the floor. It was stupid. It was immature. It was dangerous. I acknowledge all of that. It just didn't raise to the level of a suspension for me. And I believe 100K is the max fine that they can give. And I was at peace with it. I know most of the basketball world is not.
Rick Kamla here with us. Just getting back to the Edwards-Brunson conversation. I'm with you. It's something that Brunson hasn't done, but Edwards being up 2-0 against the Nuggets is absolutely insane. Is Denver just going to give up here? Like I said the other day, I put Minnesota winning this series in six. Do you think it's over a little bit quicker than that?
I mean, like Minnesota's got a hammer lock on a series like I've rarely seen in my life, Zach. And I can only speak for myself on that. And I know you've been a hoop head and covering basketball at a very high level for a long time. This is as shocked as I have been after two games of a playoff series in my entire life.
Wow.
I literally cannot believe that the Denver Nuggets, and they got humiliated. They got bossed. They got played under their floor. I don't regret any of these things that I've said, Zach, but I've said things this year like, Nikola Jokic is the best player in the NBA. Him and Murray are the best duo in the NBA. Nikola Jokic is unstoppable. That duo, that two-man action, especially in the fourth quarter when they get their scalpels out and just go surgical on you, okay? Unstoppable. And then you've got the Gordon layer and the Porter layer and the KCP layer, and they've got the best starting five in ball, even better than Boston. I don't regret any of these things that I have said, Zach Gelb. I've said that the Denver Nuggets are going to repeat as champions, okay? And I was wrong about only one thing, because I stand on everything I said with that against every other team but one, Minnesota. Because of the length, the activity, the motor, the overall motivation and dedication, like, they're just on one, okay? Denver's running into a buzzsaw right now. They're running into a terrible matchup because they've got length to put on Jamal Murray. They've got the guys to scramble so you can actually double-team Jokic and then scramble back to an open shooter when he's really not that open, okay? That's how good they are at guarding jump shots in the perimeter right now. It's one of the best perimeter defenses I've ever seen in my life, Zach. This is historic stuff. The last time I got vibrations about a defense like this was the Ben Wallace no-fly zone Detroit Pistons back in 04 when they beat the Lakers 4-1. We got to go back 20 years for that, Zach.
Talking to Rick Kamla for a few more moments on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. How concerned are you with the health of Luka Doncic? That's been a big topic today.
I'm concerned. He looks to be about 75-80% to me. And on defense, it's a real problem. On offense, Zach, he knows where he's going, right? And he can control his movements, and he can measure it, and he can decel and go up for his shots, and he can do all that stuff. It's on defense. It's changing ends. And I'm seeing this with Donovan Mitchell as well. His knee is jacked up. He looks really good offensively because he knows where he's going. But then when you get him on skates on defense, he really doesn't want to party with that right now, Zach. And so he's you know, dying on screens, and he's not, I don't think, I don't want to say he's afraid. I just don't think he trusts the ability to open up right now and get that gate fully opened up, like in a full court situation. And if Donovan Mitchell doesn't have that, like he's, you know, at a much diminished rate than 100%, I'd probably put him at about 75%. It's a huge concern for the Cavaliers, who are cooked anyway. They're playing Boston, let's face it, right? And especially without Jared Allen. But the Luka thing, I mean, Zach, I thought it was game on, man. I'm disappointed. And I thought a little bit of time between the L.A. series and this series would have Luka looking better and feeling better because, you know, you watched. I mean, he was, like, laboring and walking slowly and looking down at his knee in the first series. So I was hoping for a better look here. Frankly, he looked worse last night than he did in the Clippers series. So if you don't have Luka at full octane, you're not beating OKC, man.
Yeah, I fully agree with you on that. Disappointed where it just looked like he didn't have any leverage or jump last night left in that knee. Wrap it up with Rick Kamla. Pacers and Knicks, I'll be in the building tonight. Mitchell Robinson now going to be out 6 to 8 weeks, so his season is over. What do you expect here in game number two as the officiating, unfortunately, was front and center in game one?
You know, I anticipate a bounce back from Indiana. I really do. I think they're going to punch back tonight. I think Tyrese Halliburton's going to be terrific. He had a quote where he said, you know, I thought playmaking was the right way to go, and I was wrong. So, you know, I think he's going to be much more aggressive tonight, hunting three balls. What the Knicks have to look for is the initial action. You got the 1-5 pick and roll with him and Turner, and right when he comes off of that initial screen and that initial, you know, dribble off to the right, I'm going to be ready for him to pull up at that point because he probably still doesn't want to, like, drive every time, right? So if you're hunting and exploring, it's going to be the come-off-the-screen pull-up, the one-dribble pull-up, the two-dribble pull-up. And so I think Hallie would rather, like, test the three-line and see if he's got it, okay? So I would really guard the three-line if I were New York tonight. But I look for New York shooting was incredible in game one with Hart, with Dante, with Brunson. I think that's going to come back to earth a little bit. Brunson's on a heater with four straight 40s. Is that going to continue? I'm sorry, I don't believe it will. Just the law of averages. And I'm a big Brunson guy, Zach. So I just think you've got a real bounce-back factor with Indiana. You've got a real sort of comeback-to-earth factor with New York. And it was a very, very close game, as it was in game one. I got Indy tonight.
Last thing I'll ask you, Rick Kamla. I only got a minute left here. Out of 100%, where's your confidence that the Boston Celtics will win the NBA championship this year?
Well, it actually rose a lot, Zach, with what Minnesota's doing to Denver, because I was pretty sure that Denver was going to beat Boston in seven games or six, something like that. Well, now if it's Minnesota-Boston, I don't know. And frankly, that's advantage Boston, okay? They've been cooking everybody all year. The one team that I've perceived that they can't cook is Denver, okay? And look, Minnesota, this may be their year, Zach. And so the percentages raises for Boston, but it's still not 100%. Especially with Porzingis, right? We don't know if he's going to come back. And Zach, just quickly, if Porzingis can't play and if the Knicks play Boston in the East Finals, I'm probably going to be picking the Knicks.
Interesting. Well, hey, Rick, we'll be talking to you throughout the postseason. We appreciate the time, as always. Thanks so much for doing this.
Have fun at the game.
You got it. Thanks so much. There he is, Rick Kamla, joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Now, those are really the storylines right now in the NBA. It starts with Minnesota and how stunning it is that they're just dominating Denver. And that's the story in the West. And, you know, can Denver come back? We'll see OKC and the Mavs, whoever gets through. Right now, I would say it's OKC, even though I picked the Mavericks in this series. But the Luka injury and that lingering injury does concern me. OKC, Timberwolves could be a future kind of face of the NBA, but I wouldn't pick against Minnesota now. And then in the East, I would be surprised if Boston doesn't get to the finals. But will they find the way to get four wins in June in the NBA Finals? That's a huge question.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings, and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.